Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And I am grateful to be with you on this seventh day of May 2023. Sometimes it's hard being with him. He's a load, you know how that goes. Anyway, we're going to continue on with the beautiful questions from Philip from Chicago, who emailed me. And if you ever want to email me a question, I would love to hear from you. Doesn't matter where you are. And if you want to tell me where you're writing from, that would be lovely. And if not, well, that would be lovely also. And if you don't even want to use your name, you don't have to. You can get me at greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire, A-S-P-I-R-E.org, O-R-G. All right, let's get to the getting here. The question, this is really interesting. How does one put aside their personal needs, as you put it in your radio programs? He must be listening to way back in the day when I did radio. I did a lot of radio. And then he talks about some of the things I talk about in the series that I'm doing or did do on the Dow years ago. And you can see that, of course, on YouTube or on our website here at aspire.org. And it had to do with the idea of putting aside my personal needs and wants for the sake of something greater. Philip, it is very difficult to express to you how important it is to have a higher calling in your life than that of your own personal needs, your desires. It's something that I think we have to go through for maybe thousands of lifetimes just to become aware that I am not here to fulfill my personal needs. Now, what does that mean? You know, you need to go to the grocery store. You need to pay for your groceries. You need to, you know, fill the car up with gas. There are certain things you have to do. You have to take care of your body. You have to exercise. You have to eat right, things like that. Those are things that you render unto the body, and you render it with love, with care, with awareness. Nothing matters until I'm aware. If I am aware, if I have a deep, profound awareness of what I'm doing, then anything I do is beautiful. But if I do it without awareness, just to fulfill my wants, desires, needs, my ego, my vanity, my pride will also be fed. And then I will start living for the opportunity to fulfill my ego by fulfilling my biological, psychological, physiological needs. And that means I've missed everything. How do you put aside personal needs? I'm gonna say this to you. I hope, Philip, it helps. It doesn't help most people, but they don't have ears to hear. You and I have to live for a cause that is greater than our personal self. That's all I can say. If you don't find that cause within you that is greater than your biological, physiological, psychological needs, you will fall into the collective unconscious, and you will live there as the pundit of your own genetic nature. And that'll be it. It won't go any further. And that's why people suffer the way they do, because they don't go beyond their genetics and living as a human body, as a human being. I have to have a cause that is greater, in other words, than Gregory. And you have to have a cause that is greater than Philip. And if you don't have a cause greater, that would be awakening, spiritual awakening, insight, moving into metamorphosis, meditation, through meditation, and I guess you would call it conscious living. I call it just living in the way. If you can't do that, if you don't do that, then you're going to find your life astray. You're going to find you miss. Most people don't have a cause greater than themselves and their family, and that's it. And the only thing they want is enough money to be able to do whatever they want when they want, so they don't have to work, because they have no cause greater than their own biological, physiological, and psychological survival. Now, if you want to live this way, which the majority of people in this world do, then you become a part of that collective, and you also become a part of the consequences of living in that collective, which means you're going to suffer what I call mass, M-A-S-S, the masses. The masses of people and what they go through, both in their body, in their biology, in their collective living, it's all there. But most people aren't interested in all of this. They don't buy it. They think it's all baloney. And because they do, they suffer the things that they suffer, and they wonder why, and then they blame God, and they go, well, God did this. I don't know why God did this. When you get a human body, you also inherit all of the lifetimes that you have lived as a human being, as an animal, as a form of life that is subject to whatever that body is subject to. So to put aside the personal is to realize, I can't do this anymore. There has to be something more profound, more real than just my flesh and blood. And there is. But it is so ethereal, it is so filled with the mystique of a mystical experience, that most people just won't allow themselves to have that direct experience. And because they don't get that direct experience, they don't have anything more to think about than what they want and what they need and their personal desires and yada, 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 yada. And it just goes on and on. It doesn't change. So, Philip, there will come a time, I don't know if it will be in this lifetime or another, I'm not a soothsayer, but there'll come a time when you're going to have to decide, is this all there is? This cycle of birth and death, birth and death, birth and death. And then I've got to ask myself, if that is the case, why? Why am I living in this constant cycle? And then explore within yourself, not through philosophy or religion, but through your inner self, through your own inner awakening. It has to be your awakening. It can't be something I've taught you or other people have taught you. You have to have your own direct experience. And you will see, until you are willing to put aside what it is that is the struggle of your survival for the sake of a cause that is greater than your survival, that nothing in this lifetime is going to matter. And you're just going to be going through the rudiments and the rudimentary living that most people find themselves in, that they find boring. And eventually, as one student said to me, I'm ready to die anytime, I am bored. Over and over and over again. This person, like many people who I have tried to help over the years, do not have a cause greater than their desires. And they refuse to have any cause that is greater than their desires because it's no fun. That's what I've been told. That's what they tell me. It's no fun. It doesn't mean anything. It's got to be personal. And as long as it is personal, then I have missed. And if I have missed, then I have missed my entire life. And that's what most people have done. They're miserable. That's why they do drugs and marijuana and alcohol. And we have all of these racial problems. It's because we can't find a cause that is greater than ourselves. And there lies the problem of humankind and basic humanitarianism, which really isn't humanitarianism, it's totalitarianism, and it's a mess. I don't want to get involved in that right now. But anyway, if you ask me that question, eventually I will answer it. Thank you, Philip. I hope all of this helped you, and I hope it helped our listening audience. And I hope you will all forgive me. Please forgive me. Namaste.